Right, shall we get started then?
How are Buxton in seventh?
Thanks.
I recorded that, so I might just pop that in at the start.
The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in.
Hello and welcome everyone to this very festive-y, mid-season-y NPL show for December. And you join us here, pre-recorded live at the Magnet. It's Wednesday the 30th of December, so someone's going to be editing on New Year's Eve, everyone. So let's keep this nice and sweet and to time.
Well, we are missing someone again.
We are missing someone, so this is great. God works in mysterious ways at Christmas, that's for sure. Anyway, so round the table, we're joined by a few new faces. Round the table anyway, and some old favourites. So we'll start with the old favourites first. We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Evening.
We've got Ian Burke from 26-0 in Radio Manchester, and a new suit from Burton's.
Burton's, this is Slater's. Hello, everyone.
Oh, right. Slater's. Yeah. Oh, nice. We've got the welcome return of McKenna from Buxton, from Groundhoppers. TV, yeah. Groundhoppers TV,
Groundhop TV.
Groundhop TV. Okay, then, from the league, be upstanding. It's Alan Alcock.
Evening, everybody.
Right, time for the new people. Well, the borderline new people.
Can we call him new?
From the Northwich Guardian. Yes, he's here, everyone. In the flesh, it's Andrew Simpson.
Hello.
And from the non-league magazine editor, we've got Phil Brennan. Hello, Phil.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. We'll let Phil go loose later with the plugging of the non-league magazine. But before all of that, let's get things started. This is kind of the mid-term review show, if anything. We've got Blythe Spartans out on top at the moment. Anyone surprised? Good. No. Next question, then.
I'm surprised. I thought they'd have a very good season, and it's true, they are having a belter. However, I did think Salford would be top. But then again, Salford had that fantastic FA Cup run. And what did I say last month, by the way? I said we'd get one team through to the third round draw, but I weren't sure if any had qualified. And for once, I can't believe it. I was actually right.
We're 2 minutes in, and I wasn't even going to mention the FA Cup. We've done all the promoting of the league. That was done now.
You know what? I predicted something else last month. I predicted the demise of Nantwich Town. They were top last month. And now look at them. Second place. However, you look a bit below them. All the teams are still within the shout. I still don't think they're going to finish in the playoffs. So there you go. Sorry, Nantwich.
Have you finished that show yet from Christmas?
Well, we did. Johnny Crowther unfortunately couldn't make it because he had a party tonight. But Nantwich's form has been superb. And I think they've really added something to the league this season. See that? Journalistic balance. Salford City, obviously we mentioned the FA Cup. Salford City are currently in third position. They've got a number of games in hand now. It appears that Nantwich have lost their games played more than anyone else, but Salford are now kind of in pole position, would you say, in the slipstream, these teams?
Yeah, they are. I mean, if they win the three games in hand, which, let's face it, they've got every single chance of doing so, they go top of the table, and I'm sticking to my prediction that they're going to win the league
by 10 points. Jinx.
To be fair, Jono wasn't happy when you told him that on Saturday.
No, he weren't, was he? But
does anyone think that Blythe Spartans can stop Salford City this season? Is it going to be Blythe Spartans that does it?
I think Blythe Spartans can come top of that league quite easily.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have points on the board rather than give them heads.
Oh, that's an old hobby horse of this show. Would you rather have the points on the board, McKenna? Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, Blythe did have them a couple of weeks ago as well, and now obviously, we said it last week on the extra, they've tripped up a little bit there and let Salford back into the fight. And obviously, it's gone from Blythe's hands being able to control the league to Salford being able to now obviously run away with it potentially.
But they've not just let Salford back in; they've let Darlington in as well, especially with that game on Bank Holiday Monday. They really have sold Dow. They're going to be very strong contenders.
I was going to say this afternoon there was some fixtures went out, and Salford have got a challenge in January, early February. They're basically playing two games a week in this sort of weather. I think that
it's going to catch up with them. You think?
I do.
We've got a decent sized squad though. Yeah. I think the big result was Blythe when he came back and beat Stourbridge. Was it last week, weekend before? That was a great result for them. That sort of stamps what you're saying, doesn't it? Yeah. If they can come back with a 3-1 down and 1-4-3, or I know there was a big result. It's a good side.
We've obviously got Workington as well, and we spoke to their secretary Alec a couple of weeks ago, and obviously they've had the flood situation as well. We'll come to that in a second or two. But Workington, it's kind of galvanised them a bit, and they've been very good of late. Anyone?
I mean, they're having a brilliant season. They changed the manager, didn't they, at the end of last season? I think Gav Skelton was up there with a shout for being manager of the year last year with how he rebuilt that team after they got relegated. So when I had a look at the table this afternoon to refresh where how they're doing, to see them up there in fourth, obviously it's been a smooth transition to whoever's taken over. And I was of the teams at the top, no, I'm not surprised, apart from seeing Workington doing really well again.
Before the start of the show, Buxton was mentioned off mic. Well, they thought it was off mic, but it was recording. Buxton and Ashton, top of the form guides at the moment, the pair of them, doing a good job. Buxton, now you've got Hardy back. As an FC United fan, should I be apologising?
Yes, you should.
Why? Explain why.
Because he broke his wrist against FC United, and it's no coincidence that our form went down dramatically when Hardy got injured. Because while we got Barraclough and we got Wurzbold, they're not particularly in form or fit yet.
Why? So you're a one-man team then, is that what you're saying?
I was trying to avoid that.
From a neutral point of view, that's what's coming across.
He scored a hat-trick last week, was it?
He scored back-to-back hat-tricks.
Back-to-back hat-tricks.
Against Farwell and I think it was Mickleover.
Who do you think is Super Scotty Spencer?
We do. I think we got an over-dependence on Hardy a little bit.
Okay.
But Barraclough is coming back to form now. He's getting a lot more confident. Wurzbold's coming back from injury now. So the strength and depth is coming back, but a bit slowly.
Breno, Alan. Yes. When someone breaks the wrist,
they should be playing, shouldn't they?
That's what I thought. What's stopping you playing with it?
Cantona. Remember Cantona in the mid-90s?
Exactly.
Oh, good old FC United player.
You can't play football with a cast on your wrist. It's not allowed.
Can you not? Are you not allowed? I didn't really.
You're not allowed to what? No, you can. You can get a different type of cast. What do you think Jamie Vardy's been playing with for the last 6 months?
Buxton couldn't afford it.
We mentioned Ashton United as well. They are actually top of the form guides at the moment. I feel like I should come to you because they're a neighbouring club to hide, obviously.
Yeah. Well, Ben, you remember around about this time last year, Ashton United, top of the form guide again. In fact, they were the form team in Europe. If you had a look on this betting website,
it
ranked
so much.
Ashton United above Barcelona, Real Madrid and Bayern Munich. They were officially the best team in Europe. And they're at it again, aren't they? Because they started the season really slowly, as they seem to do. Are they the new FC United? You know, and they just build a little bit of momentum as things go on. And they're going to be in the playoffs again at the end of this season. And all the very best to them there, because they've got a good side together. They lost a couple of defensive linchpins in the summer. They've come back really, really strong. Now the squad's settled down. A good team, you know, Ashton United.
Can they do it, Berkey? Can they finally get into the Conference North, though?
No, they're going to do an FC United and lose in a playoff final. No, of course they can do it. Of course they can do it. And they've got the best kit in the division.
What would this be? Would this be their fourth time in the playoffs if they make it?
Third.
We were at Mac for the abandoned game. And Dan, Silent Dan, who doesn't get an introduction because he doesn't speak. But we were...
Sorry, do you want me to do that again?
No, you're right.
And we're also joined... by Dan, the cameraman, who doesn't speak.
We were surprised at how easily they were 2-0 up at Macclesfield. I mean, they absolutely mullered Mac. Could have been 4 or 5.
I was going to say, I think Ashton deserved a mention for that game against Macclesfield.
I mean,
2-0 up.
2-0, I mean, 2-0 was a joke, really, wasn't it, Dan? Say, just nod your head. Good radio, that, wasn't it? And it was one you knew they were going to lose.
4-0.
Rearranged. 4-0. Well, you just knew they would. Teams don't get that opportunity, but at 2-0, the pitch definitely helped. Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day,
tackle, any more talk, I'm going to have to mic you up.
Yeah, Dan, you don't speak. The other thing is you mentioned the defensive. They brought Joe Connor in, who struggled at this level at first, played the first few games, and he's played. When he was at Mac playing next to Pilkington, he looked quality. Because anybody, I could look good next to Pilkington, but maybe not. But I've watched Joe just recently, and he's back to the sort of You know, he was, what was he, Conference Player of the Year a couple of years ago. You know, he's a good player. He's a good player. He's a steady player.
He's steady.
And Ashton have sort of found a way of getting him into the side now. And, you know, they look a very, very good side.
Well, Haney's got a new lease on life too.
Well, he's back in the side, isn't he? You know, and it's a they've got such a squad. I mean, they were training the week before the Mac game. I think they had 32 fully fit players. And that's a lot of players. So, you know, it won't be a surprise if they get in the playoffs. And to be fair, if they get in the playoffs with the squad they've got, I think the difficult thing will be picking the right team to win the playoffs.
And they're doing it on the lowest attendance in the division as well.
Yeah.
Now, we mentioned Ashton United's FA Trophy exploits as well. Stourbridge have been mid-table now for over a month, but they're now starting to slowly move up the table. They're always better than where they were, I feel, given the form they've shown in cup competitions. Are Stourbridge an official dark horse now at mid-term time?
They always have been, in my opinion. I said at the start of the season, they're a team to watch, especially the second half of the season. They've still got a distraction left as well, we've got to remember that. Mm-hmm. They're in the FA Trophy in 2 weeks' time, if I remember rightly. But, they've shown the quality in the FA Cup. They've shown it in the league as well, so they've had some cracking results against teams like Blyth, like Workington, where they picked up wins during the season as well. So you've got to look out for them this part of the time. So.
Stourbridge are not a dark horse. They are not Black Beauty. They're Desert Orchid. They're the best team I've seen in this division this season. They really are. And up front there, Cal Hall, he's been on fire all season. They've got a couple of... The front three there has been phenomenal for them. And I'm fully expecting them to finish in the playoffs. So they, I think we've mentioned all the playoff teams now. We can move on. We've got Blythe, Salford, Downton, Ashton and... Stourbridge, is that six?
Now, I was just going to...
You've got eight teams in your
I was just
going to... this year, Al, yeah.
Before we go around the table for your final predictions, because I'm giving you a second chance to right or wrong of the season preview show in August, but is there anyone else below that with a chance? I'm thinking of Ilkeston, perhaps, or even, maybe even, dare I say it, Matlock Town.
Sorry.
Those
are you keeping that in?
Interestingly enough, you didn't mention Hyde.
No, I didn't mention Hyde. But yeah, is there anyone else from that mid-table pack who we think could?
You've got to look at Ilkeston as well. They're possibly the best team out of the mid-table that could make a good...
Bit inconsistent though, would you say?
They are inconsistent, but again, they've lost a lot of the experienced players, but the youth team...
It's down to the youth. The kids are brilliant 1 week and...
No, but they keep selling them. They're selling clubs.
Well, Staley Bridge found that out as well when they...
We said that, didn't we, last season? That's what. We mentioned the fact that having a full time academy is great, but it can also lead to this of having scouts knocking on your door every 5 minutes. So, in closing for this part one of the show, just a prediction, that's all I'm after, right? Of that's with Jim Bowen, by the way. Just a prediction of who's going to win the league and your final four in the playoffs without any messing around, James, and naming 18 teams.
We won a 24 team, actually, but I can see it's going to be tough. I reckon Blyth, all depending on what they do in February, Blyth.
To win the league. Okay, sorry about that, Blyth.
And Ashton just to sneak the playoffs again, but it won't be the same as last season. Other than that, Salford, Nantwich, you can't fault them off, and Darlington.
Salford, Nantwich, Darlington, who's your
other?
And Ashton, okay. Burke.
Salford to win the league by 10
points. 10 points, yeah. Got it.
Blythe, Darlington, Ashton. And Stourbridge.
Stourbridge.
Yes.
Okay. McKenna?
I think Salford are going to win the league.
By how much?
Not 10 points.
I want a pint off everyone if Salford win by 10 points.
I'm not giving you a pint.
It's
my hometown club. I'm not giving you a pint for that. Go on.
It's a city.
In the playoffs, Spartans, Nantwich, Ashton.
And...
I want to say Buxton.
Say Buxton, mate.
But I think our squad's too small. We don't like having a big squad.
But you only need one player, apparently. Hey.
Unless he's broke, isn't
he? That's true.
Say that one.
Buxton. Alan, I'll come to you last as a good civil servant. Let you get your ducks in a row before commenting. Just making sure you've spoken to the lawyers. Simo?
Am I allowed to say I want Blythe to win it? But I just did. So
why do you want Blythe to win it?
Well, I think they are a Conference North team anyway, and they've been at this level long enough now. I think they've been, well, I've not seen them this season, past couple of seasons when I've been watching that level, easily the best team to watch, best individual players. So it would be nice finally for Tom Wade to take them back up to the Conference North where I think they belong. So I think they will win it as well. Behind them, in no particular order, I think it'll be Salford, Darlington, Ashton, and I do think Stourbridge will sneak in.
Right. Mr. Brennan?
I think Salford will win it by 11 points.
Oh, they got a draw, did they?
No, I do think Salford will win it. I don't think they'll win it by a lot because I think Spartans will push them all away. I fancy Salford. I think Blythe Spartans, Darlington, Ashton, and I'm still sticking with Nantwich actually because I like the fact that they've got a nice squad and they play nice football. I think they'll fail. I think it'll be Blythe and Salford who go up.
The one thing in Nantwich is their defence is terrible.
It's not shocking. Anymore, though. You've noticed they're getting clean sheets now.
What worries me is if Matty Coslow has his hair cut, will it be the Samson effect? Because I've known Matty when he had no hair and he wasn't that great. And now he's grown his hair, he's a different player.
Against Buxton, the defence was terrible.
Shocking. Sorry, Matty.
And lastly, Alan Alcock.
Right, well, I think Blythe and Salford will be punching it out right to the very end. I really do.
Sitting on the fence there.
I think Darlington will be a certain for the playoffs. But then after that, when you've got, look at Nantwich, Workington, Ashton and Stourbridge, I think you're picking any two.
You missed the team beginning with B, Alan.
Yes.
Ben, can I just qualify the thing about Salford? Bernard and John O's teams.
Yes.
They're another unit who always come good in the second half of the season. That's why I think they're going to accelerate and pull away.
You don't have
away.
To justify yourself. You're a broadcast journalist. You're all right.
I've got no qualifications, you know.
Oh, you could turn the microphone on.
10 points game that way.
So those are the views of the people around the table at this moment in time, as James Hayes would say on every single podcast. I've started saying it now because of you. But that's it for part one. When we come back in a second or two, we'll be hopefully joined by who's turned up?
I think Alan Flanagan's parking up and Stew's in the middle of somewhere.
So we're going to be joined by new people. That's nice. And we'll be discussing relegation.
Ooh. Don't look at me.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Welcome back to the EvoStick NPL show for December. Merry Christmas to everyone round the table and Merry Christmas to everyone listening at home. We're now joined as well by Aaron Flanagan, who's bothered to turn up from... Where have you been, Chatterton?
Been in Manchester.
You've been in Manchester?
Been at the pub.
Been at the pub. And welcome to this pub.
Hiya.
So welcome to the Magnet. Part two is... it's customary now. It's all about relegation. But before we kick off into relegation, we should just mention... what's gone on at Ramsbottom United, because, you know, it's one thing getting relegated from the league or what's going on the pitch, but when your ground's turned into what happened on Boxing Day, then it deserves a mention. But also deserves a mention what everyone rallying round. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, the ultras from Sutton Coldfield, big round of applause there, and Whitby Towns fans as well, people from all over Greater Manchester as well, all showing up to lend a hand in... Well, they've done a really good job cleaning that place up. It's an horrible situation. But these things there, when you're next to a river, you're going to get flooded every now and again, I suppose, aren't you? And fortunate that they're not in a similar situation to what's happened to Gloucester City, who've been without a home now in the hometown for, 8-9 years or something. So, yeah, it's one of my favourite grounds, the Riverside Stadium. And fingers crossed everything's going to be all right now.
I mean, it's a different scale from like 3 years ago. Obviously, you said about the obviously next to a river, it will flood quite a lot. The river happens now and again at Ramsbottom, nothing to this sort of scale, especially going around the river as well, not just Rami Padium got hit, obviously doing our league last year. A couple of clubs up in the north, Workington as well, in some sort of
more importantly though, James, my nana had to move her furniture upstairs from a part of the world that hasn't been flooded in 60 years. But anyway,
but obviously because of the scale, what's gone on, a fair play to all everyone who's got involved and pitched in. Obviously.
And we should say Whitby Town Radio, the Whitby Town Radio lads were due to come tonight because they were going to this afternoon to help with a bit more clear up, but because of what's happening in further north now, they've decided not to risk it. But it's a tricky time when it comes to the league managing all this. Is any assistance fixture wise and that kind of thing that the league does?
What we've done is we've rearranged the Dudes and Cup, Integro Dudes and Cup, I should say, Flatbreds, and that's going to be played at Marine next Tuesday rather than at Ramsbottom. We've had to do a similar thing for Bamber Bridge Lancaster because Bamber Bridge pitch apparently has taken a real hammering and they're really concerned about the amount of water that's lying around.
So I was going to play that.
So we've had to do that with the Integral Dudes and Cup matches. Nothing else at the moment.
And luckily there's not that many. I mean, when it happened a couple of years ago in the south, it pretty much decimated the league fixtures. We've not quite had that yet, and hopefully that doesn't happen at all. But if we go back to matters on the pitch then, at the moment down the bottom still is Ramsbottom United. At what point do I stop asking the same question about Ramsbottom United?
In about 5 games.
Right, I'll ask the same question again. Any chance with Ramsbottom United, do you think, of they've getting
got,
out of this?
They've got a sniff. It's not a very strong sniff, to be honest, Ben, but they can do it. It's just they've got a good manager there in Gary Vaughan. They really have. We've said it on the show before. They play a really good brand of football. And it's just whether they can string a few results together. I think they can do, but whether they will, it's, well, yeah, completely different matter, I suppose. I think Stamford are gone, though.
Well, Stamford, scoring the second for bottom, they did play Ramsbottom. It finished 1-1, which I don't think is a result that either of them wanted. What about Colwyn Bay though? Because Colwyn Bay currently have, well, they've only drawn, they've only got 1 point from the last 6 matches.
Worst form in the league as well.
Yes,
they can't seem to get anything from anywhere once they're playing Hyde.
I think a massive disadvantage is Marine and Skimmersdale, they've got quite a lot of games in hand as well, so if they win, the gap is just that much bigger for all of them in the bottom four, really, Whitby, Colwyn Bay, Stamford, and Ramsbottom.
The only thing going well with Colwyn Bay at the moment is their away form, because they are sort of mid-table with that as well, so they're better on the road at this moment in time, but it's at home, they're getting the drubbings, 4-0 to Marine the other week, beat by Ashton on the 28th. They just can't seem to get a win at all.
I think McKenna's touched on the problem for everyone in that bottom four though, and that is Skelmersdale and Marine. Sure, it's only 5 points to them for Whitby Town, but they have got quite a few games in hand over them. And Michelover Sports, as we've been mentioning week in, week out, are the ones who they should be looking at. They're quite a distance away at the moment.
Over 10 points. I think Michelover are safe.
I mean,
I think the bottom four, it won't change.
It won't change.
It won't change.
I'm going to agree with McKenna for once.
Right, is this the shortest part two of the show ever? Is everyone agreeing with it?
I think Michelover will get dragged in, and Whitby will get out.
Whitby will get out, and Michelover will get dragged in. Anyone with that point of view?
You've got Michelover's got to watch over the shows. I think the bottom four is as it is at the moment, but if Michelover's start get, they've had a bit of a form at the moment. They've had 5 points out of the last 6 games. If that stops drastically and continues the way, like they lose every game rest of the season, I think they're done for.
It wasn't so long ago that Michelover had they went about 8 or 9 games picking up, I think, only a point though. They don't seem consistent at all.
Do they need to be though?
I think they're going to get dragged back in. I've not seen them this season.
Does a team like Michelover need to be consistent when the four teams already down there are
with the games in hand?
They need to stop pulling away.
That's what screams out from the tape when you look at it.
Can I just mention a name to you all? Marine, last season.
Yeah, what about them?
No, the turnaround in form. Everyone wrote them off at Christmas, and thanks to the AGM Cup, admittedly. But, you know, they finishing fourth from bottom was a triumph. for Marine last season.
Yeah, it was. It was, and there's usually a team that gets reprieved, isn't there, in the Premier Division. And
yeah. Not this year.
No, not this year. They're doing great, aren't they? They're even above Hyde. It's pretty good going. But the thing is, I just don't see any of that bottom four. With Marine last season, there was always a suspicion they were playing some decent football, and they just didn't have the rubber to green at all. They had some good players, but it just weren't going for them. They had a change of manager, and it did pick up in the last few weeks. I don't see where it's going to come from for any of the teams in the bottom four there. I think, actually, out the bottom four, Ramy have probably got the best chance of getting out of it, despite them being bottom.
I think in one team in the bottom four goes on a run, if you're Mickle over, you start to worry, because they don't score, as you say. And to be honest, without being unkind, if I hadn't got the points they got on the board, because Gary said it himself yesterday, day before, can't defend. Mm-hmm. You know, when the manager says it out loud, we can't defend, you worry. You know, I mean, they've got enough points, I think. Otherwise, if I was a Hyde fan, I'd be worried.
Yeah, but the thing is, Hyde have got Scott Spencer, they've got Ayrton Bevins, who have scored in plenty of goals. Scott, they've scored more goals Burka between them than Mickle over.
Burka. Scott Spencer is your Richard Sneakers. So if it does remain that four or stroke with Mickle over, we should congratulate a couple of clubs who, round this table, not saying you nailed them to relegation, but you condemned them to relegation. Frickley Athletic, obviously, is a famous one. Yep. They've had a hell of a opening 5 months of the season, haven't they?
Yeah, hats off. I've not got a hat on.
Sutton Coldfield Town as well, we should mention them.
With everyone written off straight away at the start of the season. I personally think they've finished rock bottom, but prove me wrong on all, honestly, in that one. They're looking like a good little unit to stay in that division for quite a while now. I don't think they're going to push for the playoffs or anything like that. I think it's a bit too far beyond them, but they're looking like a team that can cause some trouble later on in the season.
They've had a roller coaster season, though, haven't they? They started off slow, then they went on that great run. I think they were second in the table at one point. Then they lost a load of games. Now they've sort of steadied the ship a little bit. They'll be absolutely fine.
Grantham Town as well.
They were awful.
What was it? Last month's show? Was it last month's show? We pretty much said
that. Two months ago,
definitely. And they've just never looked back.
Beat Salford, beat Hyde, beat all the big teams.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
With relegation covered, then, according to the people around this table, has anyone actually surprised you, either in a positive or a negative way this season, with the way they've been?
Yeah, Nantwich.
Nantwich, definitely.
Nantwich are the surprise package of the season?
Workington as well, I think.
I don't think Nantwich are that much of a surprise, because they recruited well in the summer. They spent decent money.
Who is your surprise at, Aaron?
Maybe that Ilkeston aren't doing as well as maybe we expected. I think all of us at the start of the season said they'd be in the top five. I think they could still make it, but they're not quite right up there with the top two as maybe we expected.
Oh, and Skem flirting with the bottom four as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened to Skem?
They've just brought in a good young striker, though, like called Don Marie. Are they going to do well there?
Can I just throw out a really crazy suggestion about Skelmersdale United? You know how we've often said Skelmersdale United fly out the traps and then blow it in February and drop down the table? Hmm. Are they going to do it back to front this year?
No.
Okay, moving on then.
What was the question?
I think that's the end of part two, unless anyone's got anything else to add.
I've got something to add.
Yes.
Aaron's dad has got the best taste in music. I had no idea.
Thanks to me, you found that out.
Yeah, absolutely, I did. He likes Caheed and Cambria. Who knew?
Wow.
I thought he'd be into Phil Collins. And yeah, he's there. He's into all his like prog metal stuff. I couldn't believe it.
I dug him out. We had a music challenge on Facebook, and I said, "Come on, John, name your songs." And to be fair, a couple of them shocked me, but. Is there a certain vintage, you see?
I suppose you all think us old men
don't like good stuff, and we do.
Well, you like Blossoms. And
I like all sorts of
stuff. I'm not too keen.
Are these beers?
Oh, Blossoms are good.
They're not for me. They're really not.
Thanks, James. Anyway, that is the end of part number two of this Evo Stick NPL show. Coming up after this next advert break, we have a fixture preview for this weekend. So stick around. and we'll be back very shortly.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like from Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
Welcome back to part number three of this December edition of the Evo Stick NPL show. Round the table, we've got the great and good of the non-league world. We've got James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group.
Hello.
We've got Ian Burke from 26NIL and Radio Manchester.
Hello.
We've got Alex McKenna from Groundhop TV.
Hello.
We've got Alan Alcock. We've got Alan Alcock from the league.
Hello.
We've got Aaron Flanagan from the Mirror.
Hello.
From the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, we've got Andrew Simpson.
Hello.
And from the non-league magazine, we've got Philip Brennan.
Philip Sunday.
Yeah. 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 We'll come to plugging the magazine shortly. But before that, just to mention the NPL Facebook group, which people can get involved with at
facebook.com/groups/GMPL or on Twitter at the NPL group with 18,000 followers now.
Goes up by 1,000 every month.
18,000?
Yes. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's
got 18,000 followers.
With your grammar.
Yes.
Really? It's a shared account.
I'll spell it as well.
Okay. So we've asked for correspondence this month. What correspondence have we been seeking from our dear listeners at home?
Surprisingly not, we've already asked a question here tonight. At the halfway mark out of all three divisions, who's proven the biggest shocks thus far in this season? It doesn't have to be up the top end of the table either, it can be any club. So we're going to start with Tim Bullock. Worth giving Sutton some recognition. No one gave him much of a chance in the predictions, but they are well out of the relegation picture. Thomas Rothwell, Nantwich should get a mention for the amount of goals they're currently scoring. Graham West, Skelmersdale fan. Had much luck so far, but things even themselves out over the season, as everyone's just said here. Joyce, you're not getting a mention this month. Rob Wood, Warrington fan. Great to see Oscar Albion up there this season. Top club and top people.
Did Joyce say if the balls were different, the league table would be entirely different by any chance?
Moving on to Twitter as well. Tony Greenhall, frankly not struggling for a change, has to be up there. Craig Dawson, not that one. The form that Scarborough this season are showing, I thought they would be a top 8 team this year. Rachel on Facebook said that as well, but I can't exactly say what she said. She knows why. Mark Carruthers, the Dabbers, I think. Proof that good coaching and smart recruitment, not necessarily expensive recruitment, go far. And Jonathan Wood, a Scarborough fan. Biggest shot for me is themselves, especially how the first four games went, has to be Scarborough.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, we will have a Division 1 show out the same time as this show. So if you're a Scarborough fan or Warrington fan or Colville fan, or if you support one of those sides in Division 1 North or South, look out for that out on New Year's Day. It's a hand dryer. We're in a pub.
Oh,
just be thankful it's not a game of dominoes Christmas.
I thought it was we're in a cafe, you know, the hot milk kind of thing.
That's next year's venue. We'll do it from a cafe. Just a quick mention then, just while we're doing all this, for the non-league magazine. So, non-league magazine's new this season?
Yeah, we started it in May to get it ready for the pre-season. So we've concentrated on the Northwest for the first four issues, and the idea was that we were going to try and get that established and then try and look at doing regionals. But it's not happened as quick as we wanted it to, and the money will run out if we carry on doing what we're doing. So basically with the next issue, which is free online now, we've gone a bit more national. We've spread our wings a little bit. I was saying to Alan off air before we started that a lot of clubs that haven't been featured are actually buying the first four issues to see what it's all about, which is always good. Because fans outside our region will, even if they're a four-month-old magazine, they learn stuff that they didn't know about players. You know, we quite a few players have moved on since we started. It's not just the fact we're featuring them, but we are making people aware of players in this area. We're happy with it. We're happy with the progress. We would like to have stayed just Northwest and then done separate ones, but there's not enough feet on the ground for us to do it. We're giving a lot of young journalists a platform, which is great. We're giving a lot of photographers a platform, and we're happy with the way it's going. So. The clubs like it, now the league's like it, so hopefully we're here to stay. Just a quick plug about the one that's out now. If you go to www.readthenonleague.co.uk, you can see every issue, especially this one, free.
And we should say it's not just like the National League; it covers Stick and North West Counties, and the Manchester League as well.
We've had a lot of updates from the Manchester League, so that's something we'd like to keep on board. But I think for the next couple of issues, we're going to try and do clubs at that level, but further down south and west and east, just to test the water, really. And if we get the response we think we'll get, then we'll go back to going regional.
And just that website one more time:
www.readthenonleague.co.uk.
Perfect. Right. So, and it is a cracking read, by the way. Fixtures for this weekend. There's matches on Saturday. Can you believe it? Isn't that good? The way it's all fallen this year.
I'm not a traditionalist by any stretch of the imagination. You were just baiting me there, weren't you? I'm not a traditionalist, but I like my New Year's. I've been to a job interview. I like my New Year's Day games. I really do, and I'm a bit narked that it's been moved.
Is anyone a journalist, right? Are we? We're quite happy, aren't we? New Year's Day's off.
Yes,
it's nice, isn't it?
It's a rarity.
I like going to a New Year's Day game and feeling hungover, though.
For me, I've had to commit to work in New Year's Day so I can get Saturday the 2nd.
It's a disaster.
Right. So it's a nightmare for me.
Just a second. Can I air this about how it's a disaster? Alan, why is it a disaster?
Because New Year's Day, big crowds, get a lot of interest.
A lot of floating.
And we've lost a full round of fixtures because it's a... If New Year's Day had been on the Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday, we'd have played New Year's Day and then the following Saturday. As it is, we've just got the games on the Saturday. And it's just a normal Saturday, in truth. I think we've missed a big day.
To be fair, that's true. And the big, summer even football. The bigger clubs.
Anyway.
We have been short of fixtures. I feel like Christmas is normally ram-packed with it. It doesn't feel like we've been rammed with fixtures and...
It's worse.
Half of them called off.
Say that when you work in retail.
That's true.
I got forced to watch Stockport County last week.
Oh,
dear. Oh. You.
Fixtures for this weekend then on this heresy of days, Saturday the 2nd of January for a full plethora of fixtures in the league. This one I think jumps out as game of the day in my book. Ashton United against Buxton. Top of the form guide, the pair of them, as we said earlier.
Yeah, should be
both of them knocking on the door of the playoffs now.
I fully expect Ashton to win that one, though. I really would. I saw Buxton a couple of weeks ago against the Mighty Tigers. But the thing is, that was the strangest day ever.
It was farcical.
It was the rainiest day I've ever seen for football.
Absolutely dreadful.
I was commentating on it on 26-0, but there was a shot that came in from Burrell from about 25 yards out from a corner. Proper daisy cut, 300 mile an hour it was, and he just stopped dead on the penalty spot, and I couldn't commentate anymore. I was just crying laughing. It was that ridiculous.
That's what happens on 26-0 every time I listen.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't believe the referee abandoned it with Ide winning 3-1. A fully deserved lead.
I was devastated, I must say. I got called up at 3-1 down.
Aaron, you weren't here for the talk about Ashton United, but...
No.
From a neighbour perspective, you know, you're from that same side, footballing world. Ashton against Buxton, your thoughts?
I think Ashton are doing all right now. They've found their feet again. They're notoriously slow starters, and you know what you're going to get with Ashton. You're going to get a tough game. They're physical, but they've got goals as well. Buxton seem to be doing all right recently, but no, I fancy Ashton against nearly anyone in that league at the moment. So I think Ashton can pip it.
Our record against Ashton is pretty poor in recent years. But I still expect Buxton to at least do something. I still expect to get a point from that game, to be fair.
Another game of the day I'm going to suggest is Darlington against Ilkeston. An interesting game of football, I'm going to suggest.
Be very windy.
If it's on, of course. Say about.
I actually think that's game of the day.
Game of the day.
Myself, Ben. Yeah, I do. It's going to be two very competitive teams going at it throat to throat. And if that's a thing, and it'll be a very, very good game of football. I don't care what the score is, to be honest. I just think that the paying punters there, they're going to get the value for money, and it's going to be one of those, a very good advert for non-league football type days. That should be a great match. Ben, there's another game that jumps out for me. Salford v Barwell.
I was on it, Burke.
Not for the reasons that you might think, though. Salford v Barwell. Barwell, big and ugly, as everyone knows, but they're effective. They get the job done. Salford City, they've had the FA Cup run. They're an attractive team to watch. Styles make fights, all that kind of thing. But Salford, we know they're rickety at home. They really are. Only won twice. I think 9-10 games. They've got to start picking up these wins at home. And I don't know if Barwell are the team to do it against necessarily. Well, obviously the team. So if you can beat Barwell at home, you're doing very, very well, because the horrible rough and tough side. Salford City v Barwell. That's going to be a good match. That
they're not caping,
I know, that's a very good point. Sorry, Barwell.
I agree with Berkey, to be fair. I watched Salford against Stamford. Me and Silent Dan went it the other week, and Stamford are awful. They're a really awful team to watch. And Salford are a different team at home. It's like, I watched them at Hyde on. They did the job, did enough to win the game. That's all they did, didn't have to do any more. And then against, you know, home, I've seen them a few times at home, and they play a different game at home. Obviously, the cup games, they look different again. But in the league, they do. It's like when a team's on a good run, they fear nobody. Like, they've been away from home, they've feared nobody, they've beaten everybody apart from Granton. But at home, it's like, if we don't score early, they start to worry. And against Stamford, they were so lucky. They scored with pretty much the last kick of the first half. And that was all they had for the whole 90 minutes. And it's just a real strange thing to watch Salford at home. They're just a totally different team at home.
Normally, they
even lost at home to Hyde.
Well, hang on, Hyde were magnificent. Absolutely magnificent that day. They really were. 1-0 on Bank Holiday Monday in August.
There's a couple of games which involve teams in the playoff and title picture, as well as with the relegation dogfight as well. Workington against Colwyn Bay. To my mind, I just see wrestling.
Yeah,
anyone else?
But if you're a betting man, that's easy money, isn't it? Workington all over, it's got to be.
And obviously the league leaders, they're travelling to Michelover Sports. Easy game for Michelover, that, I think.
Still pressure on them.
No pressure. Good cliche. Good. Not had that one in a while.
They've got a good kit, Michelover.
Yeah.
Whereas Blythe haven't. I don't think there's any debate to be had there. Blythe have got a horrible kit.
I like the green and white.
No, that's horrible.
It'd be better with white shorts.
In fairness, all that, I say Michelover did beat Barwell last week as well, so
it's all. 4-2, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Results are funny things. Blythe will be so eager to bounce back from losing to Darlington, and obviously, if Michelover won the last game, they might almost be kind of lull them into a weird false sense of security in a way. You know, I think Blythe should win that.
You can be over eager though, can't you? That's the thing. Yeah. You try too hard and you just go back.
You can be, but I think Blythe are a professional outfit with a quality manager.
They're a semi-professional outfit.
Yeah, but they go about things in a professional way. They've got a manager who's very experienced and knows what he's doing, and you know he'll have the feet back on the ground. I think Blythe will be alright then.
It's weird how these fixtures have panned out for January the 2nd. Nantwich Town against Whitby Town, another team up at the top end playing another team down the bottom end. Anyone giving Whitby Town a chance in this?
No.
Sorry, Whitby. Well, that might be a blessing, I don't know. Stourbridge against Ramsbottom United.
Stourbridge should win, boy. It'd be a good game to watch that.
You're going through these fixtures too quickly, by the way.
Should we dwell a bit?
No, I need to look down and see what I'm going to mention next.
You always mention Cuba at some point today, by the way.
Cuba? Yeah. No, it's fine. There's a couple of matches involving...
There's a game in the Cuban Premier League!
Let's pick this one out then. Marine against Halesowen in Town.
Right, this one's going to be interesting. Halesowen don't like playing the bottom teams at the moment. The last two losses they've had have been two teams down the bottom end. A point against Marine and a point against Ramsbottom as well.
Right.
So you can see I can reckon there's a shock there personally.
Anyone? Is it a shock for Marine to get a 1-0 win against anybody?
I don't think it is. They're one of those sides who are very, very, very capable. They just don't always put it together. And
they've still got the quality in the team. The lineup has got quality players throughout it.
Yeah.
So it'd never be a surprise for Marine to beat anyone.
I don't get it. I really don't get it with Marine, because they're a good team. Individually, they're all good players. And I just I want them to kick on because I like Marine. I think they're a really good club.
I mean, we mentioned the disclaimer in a minute for all these matches on Saturday, but the Riva Stadium, it was looking a bit wet last weekend, so do you reckon this game's going to be on the way the weather is at the moment? Check Twitter before setting off if you're a Marine or Hales Owen Town fan. Oh yeah, of course. Matlock Town against Grantham Town. That seems a bit exciting, that match.
Not two average teams together, yeah.
Keep your bitterness at home, McKenna.
Average teams with good individuals, though. Ted Cribbley could play in any team in this division easily. He should be in the conference.
Mentioning Ted Cribbley.
I think he's brilliant.
I can probably tell you what your votes are for player of the season.
Him
so
and
bad.
Scott Spencer together. Can you imagine that? Oh. Who wouldn't want to play for a team called the Gladiators?
Me.
You're
Russell Crowe. Frick Athletic against Rush Olympic.
I wouldn't go with that.
Anyone want to say about Richard Sneakers? Anyone?
Well, Richard Sneakers, he's... I can't do my Swampy impression properly, I'm sorry.
And we've also got... Where are you talking? Stamford at Hyde United.
Oh, now...
Now, actually, I'm not going to come to you. I'll come to you last about this. If there was an upset on the cards here, it could happen at this one, couldn't it?
It could.
Because they're very unpredictable, Hyde. It could. Despite the league position.
It could, but I was at the reverse fixture, and Stamford were just nowhere to be seen.
Is that 6-6
Yeah. Scott Spencer with three of them as well. Just so.
To be fair, even though I did say they were awful, they're a lot better than they were when they played.
It's a funny one.
Like I said about how results can change your mentality. You saw what... I think, was it Stampy on Twitter? It might not have been Stampy. Someone from Stamford on Twitter.
He'll be Stampy.
Saying how bad Stamford were against Grantham on Boxing Day. Apparently, they were... I think the word embarrassment was actually used. If Stamford were that bad, you know, they are going to have to put in a performance against Hyde. And if there's a beatable team in the division at the moment, based on current form, you'd think that, you know, Hyde are one of the beatable teams. So, you know, there's potentially a shock on the card.
And for a bit of an on-air apology for last month's oversight, Sutton Coldfield Town against Skelmersdale United, we've saved the best till last.
Another interesting one, I reckon. Skelmersdale don't like playing on plastic pitches. No offence.
Oh, yes,
I'm convinced now, based on what Jim Gannon said, because I was kind of thinking the same thing. Everyone trains on 3G pitches, so it's not that of a game changer, is it anymore?
Have I missed something? Why do Skem not like playing on 3G pitches?
That's a more important question.
Pardon?
You always got beat at Woodley, if you remember rightly, as well.
Woodley, hey?
No, not really.
It's like an episode of UK Gold. So.
It is Christmas, wasn't it?
So all these fixtures kick off on Saturday, January the 2nd, the day after New Year's Day. So everyone can have a nice lie-in and enjoy their New Year's Eve without worrying about if they're going to forget their microphone or mixing desk. But massive disclaimer, as always, it is January, so please check for the whereabouts of Hurricane Frank. Is that what we're calling it nowadays? Storm Frank. And the after effects, and make sure that you these games are on by using Twitter or, of course, the MPL Facebook group, which at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday is world class. It's just missing Kay Burley fronting it.
I deserve a credit for that, please.
Well, yeah, true.
But yeah, the MPL Facebook group at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
And in work as well.
Well done. So that's it for December's edition of the Evo Stick NPL show. Look out for the Division 1 show for this month as well, out on the same day. Hello.
Wasn't last month's December?
No. We have this discussion every time. Oh. Every time. But my thanks, where should I start? To Phil Brennan from the Non-League magazine, which is available at...
Well, it's available online now, and the printed copies will be with all our clubs end of the first week in January.
Brilliant. Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. We'll be hearing more from you in the Division 1 show. That's why you're here, let's be honest. Okay. Until next season. Until next season, of course. Aaron Flanagan from the Mirror. Thank you.
Cheers.
Alan Alcock from the League. Thank you. Alex McKenna from Groundhop TV.
Pleasure.
Ian Burke from 26-0 Radio Manchester. Thank you.
Thanks,
and James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, which you can get involved with at...
facebook.com/groups/the MPL. On Twitter at the MPL group.
So that is it for the NPL show for 2015. Thank you to you lot at home for listening and downloading in your hundreds, nearly thousands at times. Seriously, it's quite impressive this season. Must be you, Berkey, just repeated listens. Must be. But from everyone here at the MPL Facebook group, we'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas, wouldn't we, everyone?
We would. Yeah. We wish you a Merry
Christmas. And, of course, a very prosperous New Year to you and all your clubs that you support at home. But from everyone here at the Magnet, take care and have fun and enjoy your MPL football wherever you go in 2016.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
The EvoStick NPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.